Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you to our speakers and Rick for such an engaging panel discussion and for insights that can only be gained through decades of experience, as well as travel and exploration. Now the time has come to move on to our next segment today. So Teo Dechev will be back with Rick Rule. Remember that throughout today's bootcamp, you can all go to the chat feature on the platform and also click on the Q&A button to submit any questions. And you can also visit our sponsors by clicking on Expo on the left column of the platform and then clicking on the company banner or booth that you'd like to visit. Now we'll move on to our interview segment with Teo and Rick. So Teo does not need a reintroduction, but she is the CEO and president of Munduro Capital, and she does have extensive capital markets experience, which she developed through positions held at well-recognized bank-owned and independent investment banks in Canada. So Rick, please take it away.
Thank you so much, Remy. Teo, welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you both have the chance to utilize the expertise that you've learned in the conference, but also at the Rule Classroom on a project-specific basis. This is also where you have the opportunity to allocate your own capital to pay, in fact, for the education that you're getting here. Teo, tell me first of all something about your background. Establish some credibility with me. Tell me why I ought to care about what you have to say about anything. What did you do? How did you get here? Who are you?
Okay. Well, I have a mining engineering background. So I started off on the technical side. I went into commodity trading right after I graduated and really looked at kind of the commodity side of the business, which I thought was an amazing opportunity right in the beginning of my career. From there, I went into equity research, where you dive into every single detail, go out to hundreds of projects, visit lots of management teams. So you really learn about the different types of styles of running these companies. And really, what's a good investment? What's a bad investment? And that's an endless question. From there, I went into investment banking, where I worked on IPOs, mergers and acquisitions for primarily the mineral sector, but also other sectors, which I think is also very healthy in one's career to do multiple things. And then from there, or look at multiple sectors, because there's a lot of similarities, like you brought up earlier, with biotech between exploration. And then from there, ran Munduro, and I've been in Munduro for 16 years. And, you know, the way that we've transitioned into the generator model, I think is really, why I think it's important to listen to what we have to say, because it's something that we've learned into. And I think that's quite telling in terms of knowing as much of what to do and what not to do in this business.
Let's talk about Munduro in terms of the value proposition. So often in the so-called junior drill and build business, these companies are asset heavy, except they're asset light, which is to say that their assets are actually merely excuses to spend money. The easiest asset to value is cash. So let's talk about Munduro in the context of the treasury, how much cash you have relative to enterprise value, and also in terms of sustainability, which is to say what your revenues are from joint venture partners and whether or not you'll have to dilute in the near and intermediate term. Tell us about the value proposition, if you will, in Munduro. We'll move on to the projects later.
Sure. I think that's a really great question. And I really like the fact that you asked how long will the cash last, because it's not just about how much cash you have, it's how long will that cash take you? So a company can have $10 million in their treasury, but if they burn it all in 1 year, that's not necessarily a sustainable model either. So from Munduro's point of view, when you look at our financials, it's about $6.5 million that we have in the company, but that's also pre-deposits from partners. So partners fund their programs, and then we obviously spend those funds. But what is actually Munduro cash as of the end of 2023 is $4 million. And so actually we went from $3 million of our own cash to $4 million of our own cash. So we grew. So in reality, that could be infinity in your equation. But in a typical model, I'd say that we'd have about 4 years of runway with our current cash position, if not more, because we plan on continuing to be cash flow positive, which in the junior space, the junior generator space, is still quite a difficult thing to achieve, and we've achieved that.
Which is to say that your burn rate is negative. Yes. Rather than burning cash, you're generating cash. That's a wonderful answer. And remind me what your enterprise value is. I guess in your case, you have no debt, so it's your market cap.
Exactly. It is pretty much our market cap. Yeah, it's 17 million market cap. And if you take out the cash, it's, 13 million.
Great. Thank you for that. Now, let's move on a little bit, although we've covered it earlier, as to what you would say your definitive competitive advantage is relative to other exploration companies and other prospect generators, both in the Western Tethyan and in the Laramide. What's the secret sauce? Why do people keep coming back to you?
It's such a great question. I think projects are the number one key driver for generators. You've got to have great assets. If you don't have great assets, you don't really have much to offer to your partners. And if you're offering just people, then you're kind of like a consulting company, which is great because you can make a very healthy business model out of that, but then you don't get the equity upside. So I think in our business, you've got to have great assets. And to have great assets, they should be in a great jurisdiction in terms of, mineral potential. And then the people who can, it takes a team to make a discovery. It's never about one person. So you've got to have the right team in place that can add different components of success. So yes, you have to have great geologists, great geoscientists, great data managers, great operations managers, great community relations and project administration managers. All of those pieces actually are fundamental to success. And I think that's why, certainly in Eastern Europe, we like to say that, if you're going to come to Eastern Europe and you're going to be in the porphyry business, you usually call Mindoro first, because we've got not only a great land position, but a great team that's been operating there and can really, for many of our partners, we are the people on the ground for them. And we're the ones doing all the work, which is unique. I know in the generator space, we kind of straddle a little bit of generator and explorer.
Which indeed you should. Often when clients, when I was in the brokerage business, would ask me what I thought about XYZ property with regards to property prospect generators, I used to say, I don't care what I think. What I care about is what the partner thinks. In other words, they don't have to sell me because I'm not going to spend the money. The partner's going to spend the money. Tell me who your partners are currently and how much money they're going to spend on your behalf this year and next year. In other words, tell me how much opium I get to smoke without paying for.
So our current partners right now are BHP and JOGMEC. And JOGMEC, if for anyone who's not familiar with them, is the Japanese government. And they are really the first outreach arm for a lot of the Japanese companies. So usually what you'll see is JOGMEC getting into a deal, and then they will transfer that transaction into one of the Japanese companies like Mitsubishi or Sumitomo. So those are the two current partners. And then as of earlier this year, we also had Vale and Kinross as partners as well. So, and previous to that, we had Freeport as our partner in Serbia. And previous to Freeport was First Quantum. So we've had a lot of the major companies partner with us in these programs. And I think that's also really important to recognize that just because one partner may leave due to whatever specific issues are going on in that company, the asset does not become with no value. It actually has created more value, and hence you bring in another partner. And if it gets to the point where it no longer meets the criteria of one type of partner, then again, like I mentioned like earlier in the panel, you've got to find the right partners that have an aligned vision of what they're looking for, and then you can fit that asset into the right portfolio and hence monetize the asset.
And Teo, remind us again how much money these partners will spend on our behalf.
So last year, we had 13 million of expenditures on the projects from partners. And then this year so far, and because of budgeting cycles, it's about 6 to 7 million. But again, we're going through the budgeting cycle. Not every company is on a calendar year end. So probably by the end of the year, you'll probably see around maybe 10 million this year.
So over 2 years, almost $30 million. And tell me how much general and administrative expense it cost me to have you attract $30 million in other people's money over 2 years. Tell me something about the leverage I've enjoyed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So our run rate for the last probably 10 years has been around 1 million per year to actually run the company. It can go down as low as 800,000 if we're really kind of pulling the purse strings. And about 1.3 is the high end of what we spend. So 800,000 to 1.3 million with the average about a million a year.
So we've done, I think, a pretty good job dissecting the value proposition and talking about the franchise, which is in terms of where you operate, who does due diligence on you, how they are spending money on my behalf. To quote a great old securities analyst, I think her name was Janet Jackson, sister of Michael Jackson. What have you done for me lately? Tell me something about the new projects that you're generating. Tell me something about how the franchise will continue to develop value for me in 2025 and 2026, and ultimately lead me to the same type of generative discovery in, say, Serbia that I enjoyed with Reservoir.
Well, Serbia is a still very underexplored region. And what Mindoro offers right now, because again, we, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, earlier in the year, we had Valet as a partner, but Valet made strategic decisions to really drop a lot of their global generative portfolio. So not just Mindoro's properties, but globally, a lot of projects. That created an opportunity. So now we have a piece of land that is 400 square kilometers in the center of Timok, directly east of the discovery of where Freeport and Reservoir made that discovery, which is Čukaru Peki. So directly west of that, we have 400 square kilometers that has alteration systems that we've proven has porphyry mineralization that has generated excellent geophysical anomalies. And Steve mentioned all the different tools, so I'm not going to go into that in detail. But essentially, what we're offering this year is to find a new partner for that package. And I think it's no surprise that we've gotten a lot of interest because that location is so strategic. And because it so nicely works, there's so much data, and a partner can immediately come in and start drill testing. So very valuable asset that we I think shareholders should pay attention to, that we will partner. And then in the United States, Valley was also our partner there and has left behind three projects, which is, again, a wonderful opportunity for us. They were all funded through Valley to pick up. So has essentially cost you as a shareholder zero, but now has the opportunity to generate, you know, kind of more wealth for you. And specifically there, I think the one that's the most interesting in Dos Cabezos, it's the southeast part of Arizona, the Laramide Belt. It's been locked up in an area that hasn't been accessible to the seniors. And we've been able to really establish a relationship with the local landowners and create a very extensive land package and bring it all together. And the fact that there is Laramide intrusive with porphyry style alteration, mineralization on surface, and the geochemical signature of a porphyry that's never been drill tested is a wonderful opportunity. So we think that that's going to be very valuable for Mindoro shareholders.
I think those are all great answers. To summarize, your enterprise value, which is to say the market capital of the company less cash, is easily explained away. Your burn rate is negative. You have a wonderful group of joint venture partners and a wonderful history with regards to joint venture partners. And one would say a very prospective portfolio. Teo, disclosure of conflict of interest, as you know. I am a shareholder. Thank you for your efforts on behalf of my portfolio, and thank you for being a sponsor of the Rural Investment Symposium. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. Stick around. There's going to be a lot of people during the breaks who are going to be in the Mindoro booth, and they need to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.